Test 70, Section 3, Question 19. Now, here we're looking to weaken the argument, and so we want to hurt the argument. It says, viewers surveyed immediately after televised political debate between Lopez and Tanner tended to think Lopez made the better arguments. Okay, people thought Lopez made the better arguments when they were surveyed. But the survey respondents who responded that Lopez's arguments were better may have been biased in favor of Lopez. So they may have been biased. After all, Lopez eventually did win the election. So Lopez did win. So this is basically, the conclusion is that the respondents might have been biased. The evidence is Lopez won. And so the idea here is that those surveyed might have already been in favor of Lopez, and that's why they viewed the argument as better, not necessarily because Lopez was the making a better argument. So we want to weaken that, and we want something that's going to say, no, the respondents weren't necessarily biased in favor of Lopez. Most people who voted in the election that Lopez won did not watch the debate. Well, that would help at least a little bit, because that would say most of the people didn't watch the debate, and so in viewers surveyed immediately after. The problem here is that, you know, it's saying it's a small group that watched it. I said, let's hold on to it. Most people in the live audience watching the debate who were surveyed immediately afterwards said that they thought Tanner was the more persuasive in the debate than Lopez. That might suggest that it was biased, but not directly. It says, well, most of the, you know, studio audience, but again, that could be a biased sampling as well. The people who watched the televised debate were more likely to vote for Tanner than the people who did not watch the debate. That actually would weaken this argument quite a bit if the people who watched the debate were more likely to vote for Tanner than those who did not watch the debate. Then the viewers surveyed immediately afterwards, you should have seen that, should have seen more support for Tanner. So I'd like to see pretty well. Most of the viewers surveyed immediately prior to the debate said that they would probably vote for Tanner. Well, okay, so that would also weaken a little bit because it's saying most of them said that they would probably vote for Tanner. That would indicate that they're not biased in favor. So I liked D pretty well. And then E, Lopez won the election by a very narrow margin. That really doesn't do anything for us. And so in this one, I had it down to answer choices C and D. A, I kind of was holding on to. Most people who voted in the election that Lopez won did not watch the debate. I realized after reading the others, it doesn't really deal with the viewers. So I threw A out for that reason. It has to deal with viewers. Now, C says the people who watched the televised debate were more likely to vote for Tanner than were people who did not watch the debate. And this one I was trying to figure out exactly how that would work. But I felt like it does weaken. Now, D, most of the viewers surveyed immediately prior to the debate said that they would probably vote for Tanner. So that would say that it wasn't that they were biased in favor of Lopez. That wasn't why they, the ones who reported that Lopez's arguments were better, that they were biased, because most of them were planning to vote for Tanner. And so the idea about Lopez eventually winning it doesn't really do much. Now, the reason why that's better than C is just the people who watched the televised debate were more likely to vote for Tanner than were those who did not. It doesn't necessarily correspond directly to the viewers surveyed, whereas D does. And so D directly addresses the group that we need to talk about. And so that's why D is better than C in this case.